Well, Stephen, commiserations. So close tonight, so close. You must be... How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel really disappointed. Obviously, when you get this far, to go out in penalty kicks is a very sore one to take. You know, in reflection, you know, probably Barnsley deserved to win the game. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've spoken recent weeks about our performances being of a really high level and not winning games. Well, I felt it was the opposite tonight. You know, we really missed the influence of Sarsavich and Jimmy Ryan in there. We never really got to grips in an area of the pitch that we've dominated of late. And I think it showed that we are lacking a little bit of depth in the squad at this moment in time. You know, it was a tough game for us. Credit to the players in terms of resilience, in terms of sticking at it, in terms of finding a way. I thought it was going to be our night. I really did, because without playing particularly well, we hung in there. Rode our luck a couple of times, and then we're real unfortunate not to win it in the dying seconds with Nathan Pond's header.
Yeah, there could have been a goal at either end, actually, within the final minute of added time at the end of the 90.
Yeah, there could have been. And, you know, the disappointment for me was I didn't think we handled the ball in the manner that we have in many of the recent weeks. And, you know, when we didn't handle the ball and take it in the way that we can, we actually gave ourselves our own problems tonight. That was disappointing. Cannot fault the team for their effort, cannot fault the team for the endeavour, but I thought the quality wasn't there tonight, and that's what disappoints me.
You got caught, didn't you, for the first goal, trying to play it out of defence a little bit?
Yeah, I think that we want to play, but there's times to play and there's times to make the correct decision. Unfortunately, in that moment, we didn't make the correct decision. And we have to learn from that, because I encourage us to play, but I also encourage us to make the correct decisions. We did not do so, and we paid the price. But, you know, good courage from us to come back from that. We didn't, as I've said, pass the ball particularly well, even in the last 20 minutes of the game. But we played with a greater energy, a greater intensity. And in the end, maybe just could have won it.
You wanted to bring on Alex Kouamouyos at one point. What happened there? Why couldn't you bring him on?
There was a problem with the number. The responsibility of filling in the team sheet, you know, was ours as a staff. And we went with the number on the programme, which was 44. And I believe his squad number's 42. So they wouldn't allow us to make the change, which was extremely frustrating.
Seems a bit pedantic, doesn't it?
It is, but they are the rules, and we have to learn from that. So it was disappointing, because it was the change I was going to make, but how ironic.
Yeah.
How ironic.
You bring David Ball on.
Yeah, we brought David on, and we brought Ashley Hunter on, and both two combined for the all-important equaliser.
Yeah, I mean, that was plan B, was to get the ball over the top, and it worked beautifully for you. It was a superbly created goal.
A great goal. I've talked about ruthlessness in the box, but also not to panic in the box, to have the composure in the box, and I thought David Ball showed that for the goal. When he got in there, he picked the correct pass, and I thought Ashley Hunter's finish was terrific, so really pleased for both of them, and really pleased for Ashona.
So you're on to Sunday now, and a vital, vital game in the league against Shrewsbury. How do you pick the players up? Because they're obviously distraught after what's happened there tonight, Stephen.
It's part and parcel of football. Disappointment is part of football. It's about reaction. It's about putting disappointment behind you, and it's about being ready for the next game. And the next game is a huge game for us. You know, the effort of the players tonight was fantastic. So between now and Sunday, the most important thing for us is recovery. But we have to go again. We know the importance of the game. We've got 19 games to ensure our survival. And I believe we can win all 19. But we have to show more quality than we did tonight. And we have to show the right mentality.
And what's the likelihood of Sarsavic and Ryan being available for you on Sunday?
I would say at this stage, unlikely. You know, I think that both are struggling. The one thing that we don't want to do at this stage is take a major risk. Because if we do so, they're likely to miss 5 or 6 weeks. And, you know, at this moment in time, like I've said, with the squad being quite thin, we have to ensure that they don't miss a prolonged period of time.
OK, well, fine margins all the time in football, isn't it? And that final penalty could easily hit the underside of the bar. It could easily have bounced out, and you could have been there, couldn't you?
Of course, but, you know, my manager doesn't like hard luck stories. And, you know, in the end, we just came up short.